You've got your radio tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I want to dedicate this song to McGeorge Bundy, to Robert McNamara, to Lyndon Baines Johnson, and to the memory of John Foster Dulles.
Well, you got to read.
You got to read.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
Boy, you got to read.
You got to read.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
You may sow it in the day, but you will reap it anyway. You've got to read.
You got to reap just what you sow. What you sow.
You got to reap.
You got to reap.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
Oh, you got to reap.
You got to reap.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
You may sow it in the night, but you're gonna reap it in the light. You're gonna reap.
You got to reap just what you sow.
Oh, you got to reap.
You got to reap.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
Yeah, you got to reap.
You got to reap.
Just what you sow.
Just what you sow.
You may sow it in the rain, but you're gonna reap it just the same. Oh, yes, you got to reap.
You got to reap.
Just what you sow.
What you sow.
McGeorge Bundy got to reap.
Morning. Kenny Joe here, here in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'll be here until around 10 o'clock. I've been doing a lot of traveling the past 10 days. Hadn't all been fun either, but at least during those during that time, I got to ride on 5 trains. That's unusual. Got to spend most of this past weekend talking about trains, too. So, yeah, as the weather warms up, Kenny Joe's Wanderlust is going to warm up, too. But we'll deal with that. I know I'm going to be here next week. Next week is Good Friday. We don't want to miss a Good Friday show. So I'll be here next week, and 2 weeks from now, is Kenny Joe's annual holiday. We're preempted by spring break's buggy race, spring carnival's buggy race. So I won't be here in 2 weeks, but I'll be here next week. The song that we opened the show with was Well, You Must Reap What You Sow by Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers. That was a Folkways LP titled Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers. So that's what got us started today. And we will we'll read you a public service announcement or two, and then we'll play some music for you. Yeah, I don't know. This one. You want to hear about, we'll read it. We'll read it. It's here. We'll do it. Funky Chicken. Let's not talk about Funky Chicken. We'll do another one here. Did you know that on average, 1 in 6 Americans gets a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to use a food thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Clean, separate, cook, chill. To learn more about the 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Health and Human Services, and WRCT. Okay. Now we'll stick with the food topic here, okay? Each year, 40% of the food in the U.S. never gets eaten, with the average American family of 4 spending $1,500 per year on food that they throw away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food per month. Wasting food wastes everything: water, labor, fuel, money. Cook it, store it, share it. And I guess it should say eat it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and WRCT.
don't care about a black on this train. This train don't care about a black. Everybody on the street are just like on this train, bound for glory. This train. This train, paying no transportation on this train. Well, this train don't pay the transportation. This train, this train don't pay the transportation. No Jim Crow and no discrimination on this train. Gone glory. No gambler, this train. Well, this train don't count no gamblers, this train. This train don't count no gamblers, mobile flies and no night ramblers, this train. Bound for glory, this train. Yeah. Yeah, this train bound for glory, this train. This train bound for glory, this train. Train bound for glory, no one riding but the riders and the holy.
got two lives all behind.
So let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. We started it off with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions doing People Get Ready. That was from a collection called The Anthology, 1964 to 1971. And if, you know, there's some subtleties here. I'm pretty sure when that record came out, it wasn't Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. It was just the Impressions. But anyhow, okay. Next up was This Train by John Hammond off of his first album, a self-titled Vanguard album. And then we had one of the rare times we've played live music recently. I think we might be doing that some more later on today. We had the Rolling Stones cover of Robert Johnson's Love in Vain off of Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. I thought about playing Train in Vain, but there's no mention of a train in Train in Vain. I know what the train's about, but if you just listen to the song, I don't think you'd know what the train was about. So we're not playing that today. Then we had the Yardbirds doing their version of The Train Kept A-Rolling. Rollin', excuse me, there's no G on the end. That was from Having a Rave Up. That was originally Tiny Bradshaw, and I think Johnny Burnett had a hit with that. So the song is a well-traveled song, and Kenny Joe's going to be well-traveled this summer. As a matter of fact, he's going to make a stop in Albuquerque. I'm hoping nobody thinks I'm a real gone jerky, but yeah, okay. Enough of that. Let me tell you about something more interesting than my travel plans. Oh, I know what we're going to tell you about. It's time to tell you about other fine shows on WRCT. We'll start off with a Friday show. It is Friday, so let me tell you about a Friday evening show. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil, from Ipanema to the world. Presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. Saturday. We'll move on to Saturday. Moths in the Mixers, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, Radio Free Radio, Saturdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT. Finally. We'll tell you about a Thursday night show from the basement. Hear What's What over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres and hark to the occasional interviews with local experts. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, we're going to throw in our new music set right now before we get back to the day's topic. I got something queued up. We'll press the button, and this is new music. This set is probably like new music from old people. Not as old as me, but, you know, people that have been putting out records for a while.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound. When that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge. Try and stay true. sweat blood when the sun comes through. Thick mist on the pond before the temple. Headed down for the final rendezvous. Everybody ready for justice. Just another mile to go. But the strings will keen and the horns will cry. When it's just me against the sky.
I dream in TV dialogue.
let me tell you what was in the new music set. The last song was the first CD, as far as I know anyway, from Silver Liz. The name of the track was Unlikely Girl. The name of the CD is It Is Lighter Than You Think. Before that, we had Devendra Banhart's latest. The song was Memorial. The name of the CD is Ma, M-A. And the first song in the set was The Mountain Goats. The CD is Bleed Out, and the song that we played from that is Training Montage. You know, I think I've read everything I need to read you, except for something from one of our fine underwriters. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's a seasonal one that's coming into its own right about now. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Bet you didn't know there's 80 fruits. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including one at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. Okay, I think that's all the reading I have to do, except, of course, reading from the playlist. So we'll just play some music here.
Everybody sang. Once more and sing it a little louder. Let's everybody sing it. Freight train.
dragging down the double E. Don't the sun look good going down over the sea? But don't my gal look fine when she's coming after me?
A train. It's called the Panama Limited. Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know, and she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with a hat in their hand. A girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, "Daddy, hey, now I hate to go. Hey, 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 walking on down Union Depot. Way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blowing. She asked me, was that the Panama Limited? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. Thank you. 10-mile limit, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. What time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, all right the way you turn me down. Hey, Mama ain't got a dime. Went running on ahead down Union Depot. And I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down to the bottom of Union Depot steps. I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps, and I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late. Hey, Mama gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. Up the depot agent, she asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against this cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in. Singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. Hey, and I believe I'll lose my mind. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. There for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a cross. He cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. She's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. soon out of Panama Limb, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in the peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on toning. Sound like this.
We save the sad songs for the end to warm you up for Zombo. Let me tell you what was in that set. We started off with Elizabeth Cotton doing 85-year-old Elizabeth Cotton doing Freight Train. I thought for sure I had something other than the live version here, but nope, that's all we got here in the WRCT library. That was off a CD. Title Live, and she was 85 when she sang that. Some legends about Elizabeth Cotton. She wrote that song when she was 11. When I say they're legends, I don't mean that they aren't true. I just don't know that they're true. But the more interesting one is that she was working in a department store in Washington, D.C., and she helped fellow find his lost child. That fellow was Pete